I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for our UK Sports Report, and joining me again is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hi there, Alan.
Well, let's start with the UK men's basketball team. Tough loss to Utah Wednesday night by 3, and now they have to turn around and take on a very good Ohio State team on Saturday. What's the state of this team right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, here was the point in the season where, you know, you're not taking on the easy teams anymore. It's starting to ramp up and you're playing the tougher teams. And out of the gates, you kind of thought, okay, Utah, but they've had some tough losses. They've lost to Coastal Carolina, to Tulane. And yet Kentucky just went out there and laid an egg on Wednesday. And hard to say exactly what happened, other than the fact that Utah really just, I mean, they tore it up shooting from the outside, and Kentucky just really didn't play a full 40 minutes. We saw about, you know, 12 minutes of real hard action at the end to come back from being 17 down. And if they could put that together for 40 minutes rather than waiting till you're down and trying to make a big comeback, they're going to look a lot better this season.
Inconsistent play from Nick Richards, and now he draws a big assignment with Ohio State's big man.
I tell you what, and here's where we find out if Kentucky is really going to, you know, start stepping up to the competition. Because, I mean, that's what they've tended to do, as we've seen this season. They'll play down to some of the competition, and then they'll play up to some of the competition. Well, let me tell you what. Ohio State is the real deal, and, you know, I mean, you're right. Caleb Weston is one of the tough players for Ohio State. This is just not going to be one of those easy games for the Wildcats. Again, they're going to have to put together a full 40 minutes. Otherwise, this one could get ugly out in Las Vegas.
All right, and then the following Saturday, you got the arch-rival Louisville Cardinals coming to Rupp.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe in a bad way, you know, you didn't want to see them lose that one because now they're a little more focused and they know what's, you know, how to approach the games a little better. And Kentucky certainly is, you know, good thing they've got the game at home. Bad thing is this looks like a really good Louisville team that has played well on the road, neutral, you know, at home, et cetera, except for the one game. So, it is going to be a tough rivalry game this year for the Cats.
And speaking of rivalries, the UK women lost a heartbreaker last Sunday to Louisville on their home court at Rupp. Talk about the lessons learned from that loss.
Well, you know, I think putting the game away, Kentucky got up, I believe it was by as much as 10 in that game, and they just had a real chance to put it away, and Louisville made the run to get it back. And then, you know, it just came down to one of those games where, you know, probably the last possession is going to win. And in the end, Kentucky had that last possession. They just didn't get off a great shot. So I think, you know, kind of final moment, kind of game situations is something they're going to learn from there as well. And, you know, Sabrina Haynes gave up the ball. I kind of think I'd like to have seen her just make a drive instead of kicking it back out to, you know, the incredible Ryan Howard. We all would love to see her take the shot, but at the same time, you know, maybe that's what everybody was expecting, and it gave Ryan too far a shot out. And you just like to see Sabrina maybe take it and either hit the layup or get the foul.
Okay. Earlier this week, a historic recruiting day for the UK football team. Talk about the 2020 signees.
I got to tell you, man, this is an exciting class because, you know, last year they were able to redshirt every one of the freshmen. And they still got that playing time because you get the four games you get to play. And so that was key for last year. Well, now you got this incoming class that has a five-star in Justin Rogers, who is the number 14 overall player in the country. And he is a beast along the defensive line. And so, you know, that's the top number one guy right there. But then you've got another guy, Samuel Anelli. And everyone seems to believe he's kind of like Josh Allen, but maybe, you know, a little further along in the development when he's coming here. So he's a four-star. You got four great kids from Kentucky that are coming in. Bo Allen, the quarterback from Lexington Catholic. John Young, an offensive lineman from up at Christian Academy of Louisville. You've got a wide receiver out of Mel, Isaiah Cummings. And then you've got Octavius Oxendine, one of the great names in college football before he even gets here. And he's a defensive tackle four stars. So all those guys are four stars from inside the state except for Cummings. He's a three, and they think he's going to be a really good wide receiver for this team. So I think there's a lot of excitement that we could see some of these guys play as soon as next year.
Top 20 recruiting class, and yet only ninth in the SEC.
And you know what? That's good. I mean, most of the time we always say, hey, they're a top 30 or 40, and they're 12th in the SEC. So to be ninth is saying something, I think. And not only that, the fact that the staff and Coach Stoops have developed the talent that are two and three stars when they've come in. And the guys have left here and made it big. And so now you're looking at, you know, four and five stars coming in. Well, let's see what they can do now with a lot of talent.
Well, that is all the time that we have today for our UK Sports Report. Our guest has been LAX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. And, of course, we'll talk soon about the big bowl game. And before that, UK versus Louisville next week. So happy holidays to you.
It's going to be a fun end to the December month for sure.